Chapter 3. The Prayer of Habakkuk the Prophet in Dirges. O Jehovah, I have heard the report about you. I have become afraid, O Jehovah, of your activity. In the midst of the years, O bring it to life. In the midst of the years, may you make it known. During the agitation to show mercy, may you remember. God himself proceeded to come from Teman, even a holy one from Mount Paran. His dignity covered the heavens, and with his praise the earth became filled. As for his brightness, it got to be just like the light. He had two rays issuing out of his hand, and there the hiding of his strength was. Before him pestilence kept going, and burning fever would go forth at his feet. He stood still, that he might shake up the earth. He saw and then caused nations to leap. And the eternal mountains got to be smashed. The indefinitely lasting hills bowed down. The walkings of long ago are his. Under what is hurtful I saw the tents of Cushan. The tent cloths of the land of Midian began to be agitated. Is it against the rivers, O Jehovah? Is it against the rivers that your anger has become hot? Or is your fury against the sea? For you went riding upon your horses. Your chariots were salvation. In its nakedness your bow comes to be uncovered. The sworn oaths of the tribes are the thing said. With rivers you proceeded to split the earth. Mountains saw you. They got to be in severe pains. A thunderstorm of waters passed through. The watery deep gave forth its sound. On high its hands it lifted up. Sun, moon stood still in the lofty abode thereof. Like light your own arrows kept going. The lightning of your spear served for brightness. With denunciation you went marching through the earth. In anger you went threshing the nations. And you went forth for the salvation of your people, to save your anointed one. You broke to pieces the head one out of the house of the wicked one. There was a laying of the foundation bare, clear up to the neck. With his own rods you pierced the head of his warriors, when they moved tempestuously to scatter me. Their high glee was as of those bent on devouring an afflicted one in a place of concealment. Through the sea you trod with your horses, through the heap of vast waters. I heard, and my belly began to be agitated. At the sound my lips quivered. Rottenness began to enter into my bones. And in my situation I was agitated, that I should quietly wait for the day of distress, for his coming up to the people, that he may raid them. Although the fig tree itself may not blossom, and there may be no yield on the vines, the work of the olive tree may actually turn out a failure, and the terraces themselves may actually produce no food. The flock may actually be severed from the pen, and there may be no herd in the enclosures. Yet as for me, I will exult in Jehovah himself. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. Jehovah the Sovereign Lord is my vital energy, and he will make my feet like those of the hinds, and upon my high places he will cause me to tread. To the director on my stringed instruments.